8 million acres of farmland have vanished forever. At the Ontario Farmland Trust, we fight to preserve farmland. Visit us at OntarioFarmlandTrust.ca.
Hi, this is James and Matt from Ash and Bloom.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gaels!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Hey, it's Landon Gamble, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Made it. Welcome back, everybody.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Welcome back.
How you doing?
It's CFRC, the place to be since 1922. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Vinny.
And I'm Dominic.
Welcome back, everybody. It's a little bit after 9 o'clock. We're live. It's Indie Wake Up Wednesday.
Can't believe it's Wednesday.
Again.
June 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, summer's almost over.
Yeah.
I'm getting depressed.
We've got lots going on today. If you're just tuning in, this has been our Psychobilly Freakout. We got Superfan Dominic on to talk about and play tunes from our favorite party genre. It's definitely my favorite party genre.
Yeah, especially at Halloween.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Pretty sad, Marty.
It just scares the kids away.
The more frightened the children are, the more candy we get. The last set, we heard a tune from Cat Clyde with My Love. She was just in town, and I'm internally sad that I missed that show. And we had Misdemeanor by Frenzy. Nice. You've listened to Frenzy before,
yeah,
Dominic?
Yeah. It's one of the European standards in psychobilly.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Excellent. And again, for people that are just tuning in, what is the psychobilly genre in a nutshell, do you figure?
Well, it's something like a rockabilly blended with punk, and maybe that might be a little bit oi, but no one knows what oi is. It's the most disgusting music arised in the 70s in the skinhead scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's a good blending of just, yeah, hard, excellent stuff.
Yeah, very hard stuff.
I love it. We got another hour left of very hard, good psychobilly, rockabilly stuff. But this segment, we like to do our community events roundup where we talk about what's going on in and around Kingston. We have a community event that's already happened that Vinny went to.
Because, like, okay, let's hang on. 9 o'clock, when I'm rocking around, we're typically talking sports.
Yeah.
But we've got a rockabilly show, so we got to have a quick talk on sports. And only reason I'm doing this is because we're going to tie in the food segment into my sports segment.
It all comes together.
And I have to make an insult to one of our super listeners.
We'll get
to
that
momentarily.
So, you are in reach.
The week before, I think it was, anyways, a little while ago, recently, I went to the Montreal Formula One race, the Montreal Grand Prix, and I can't first begin to tell you how wild of an experience that is. I would highly recommend it to anybody. So, for me, I've been able to and fortunate enough to be at some, like, I like to go to the big events, right? Like, I went to the Toronto Maple Leafs and Detroit Red Wings Outdoor Winter Classic, 105,000 people. You know, big. I went to the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
Right? Ooh. So, the NASCAR race there in Florida. And then I went to the Montreal Grand Prix.
Nice.
Right? So I went to like big race of big race, right?
Yeah.
I would say Formula One is like the Daytona 500 for rich people. like when I went to the Daytona 500, it was like a quarter million people that like, hey, we're having a good time. I don't care. Nobody cared about the race.
It was just a party.
It was just a party. And it was real. You know, it was real. It was just, life was just careless.
Yeah.
If you didn't have, I'm not exaggerating. I had two colleagues that were with me, and I was trying to find them at the meet up, and they said they just bought a racing hat, like just a baseball cap.
Yep.
$175 each.
Each
hat. Just for a hat. A hat. So just to get like, so where like you could buy 175 hats,
right?
For a dollar.
Yeah.
To have Daytona 500. But it's
a serious business.
It was quite an experience. And because where I was fortunately enough to sit at what I think they call the hairpin turn.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to see the cars coming and like slowing down to almost a halt and then accidents corner and all that fun stuff. So got to see accidents, got to see cars for a little bit.
Cool.
Where if you're in some spots and they're just going, zip, 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 they're gone. Like they're so fast, they're
all
gone, right? So what an incredible experience. I'd highly recommend to anybody if they get that chance to go.
And to get a corner, and to get a track corner seat.
We're going to tie that back to our previous segment about food.
Oh,
because
yeah.
What was also beneficial is the massive culture throughout the race and the food that followed it.
Okay.
So every race, you know, you got racers from all over the world. And you have the Montreal community, obviously. But every stall was a different type of food.
No kidding.
So it wasn't like seven different taco burger stands or whatever, or
yeah,
Pizza Huts or whatever. This was, I don't know, Jimmy's Greek food and Caribbean, and you got I had a shawarma bowl because it was the shortest line, and there were so many people. I was like, and you paid the price. Don't get me wrong, on my $18 bottle of water. No, not literally. It was, the food was like, huh. Like that's what they pay for. You know?
Okay.
And not only do you pay for a mom and pop shop type of food, but you're also getting quality food, and you're not just getting food that's like power stuffed into bowls. Because in those big events, that's what they tend to do: just pre-make a bunch of boxes of burgers and fries, so they can just hand it over. Next,
right.
Next.
This is a more of a higher experience, or a higher echelon.
Rich person's 500.
Nice. You take your $175 hat, you turn it upside down,
you
fill it with shawarma bowl.
You got it. What an incredible experience, though.
That's cool.
So, also in Montreal, you know who's not playing hockey anymore?
Who, Vinny?
Guess who tied the Leafs this year?
Wait, in terms of
results?
Yeah.
Yeah, Montreal.
The happy,
Montreal Canadiens,
the Habbies,
have
yeah,
also not won the Stanley Cup.
Amazing.
Again.
Who was that for?
That's for our super listener, former DJ. I don't know what he does anymore. He does have a man of everything. Al.
He's an owl
Chef
of all
Al
trades. He's listening.
He's listening and still crying. And I will actually share it with Jeff. And he's going to share on his social media.
Oh, I will.
Maybe. A picture of, it was actually Al at, I think he was at the game where they got eliminated. He didn't look too happy
no,
in that photo
eh?
That I sent you. So, bon chance, I think, is the words for next year. And I think I really like how Carolina's mascot right after the game had said something like, you know, bon chance, and like, you know, held up a sign after that. And
amazing. Yeah, that's excellent. Fun. So much like Superfan Dominic, we're going to have to get Super Listener Al on one of these days so he can like actually respond
Marv
to your
Al.
Marv Al can come back and get in Vinny's face. So much drama today, Simone.
So much.
It's crazy.
It's tension.
My goodness. Dear listeners, thank you very much. It's 10 after 9. We got a few events to talk about before we get back to the tunes. So I'm going to rattle them off very quickly.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
First and foremost, this weekend, downtown Kingston, we've got EarthFest 2026. That's going to be at Confederation Park right in front of City Hall, Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. We had another super fan come into tell me that there is going to be an auction that she wants me to promote on the show to support the Catarocway Kingston Youth Group Grassroots Indigenous Youth-Led Initiatives. They're holding a raffle for a 24 by 30 frame photograph called Blue Moon. I've seen the photo. It's gorgeous. It is a moon over a lake forest. Very relaxing looking. Tickets are $10 each for the raffle, 3 for $20. They're going to make the draw around 2 o'clock. And the reason I'm saying this is because all of the proceeds go towards this Indigenous Children's Youth Group. It goes towards transportation costs, food, everything that they need to do to have a good time in the summer. So get down to Convent Basin this Saturday. Get your Earth Fest on. Bid on that photograph. Help some kids.
Nice.
Help those kids. This coming weekend as well, Friday, June 5th at Spicer's Dockside Grill. We got a free show going on at 6 p.m. The Goodnight Irenes are going to be playing the funk country sounds of Goodnight Irenes featuring John McClurg and Chris Morris. You're going to want to check that out. Big deep breath. We got Oscar Evans coming to Hotel Wolf Island. That's Saturday, June 6th from 6 until 8 p.m. It's $20 or pay what you can. Always a good time. Have you guys seen any shows at Hotel Wolf Island recently?
Last year I went there and I saw a reggae band.
Oh, yeah?
I forgot the name, but I think they played recently again.
I think I know
from
who
Toronto.
You mean. Yeah.
It was pretty good.
That would have been a good summertime.
No, it wasn't winter.
It was winter. It should be a good summertime jam. We've got Blue Rodeo coming to town. They're playing Saturday, June 6th at the Drill Hall at Base 31. 7:30 show, $100. $100 to see Blue Rodeo. Oh. And then looking forward ahead, because this is our Psychobilly Freakout, coming up in June 28th, we've got Reverend Horton Heat playing at the Broom Factory, 3:30 doors, 4 to 6 p.m. show, which I love, $37.50 for a ticket, and they're being opened by the Surfer Gents, which I love.
Jets,
the Surfer
that's
Jets.
That's a cool name.
They're great. They're rockabilly. They do instrumentals. We played them many times as our band music because they'll cover like Britney Spears and stuff like that. Yeah, they're quite good, so... That's a must-see. I'm going to be there. Simone's going to be there in her Doc Martens.
Yes.
It's going to be a good
dance. To match our teeth.
Yes. We're going to get you in that pit. Do you have any events before we get back to the tunes?
Okay, if you're interested in making a butterfly robot.
What?
Yeah, a robot butterfly.
Go to see Mark Zuckerberg.
So you can join artist Aaron Kennedy for a hands-on introduction to creative electronics and new media. Your robot butterfly will flap its wings, chirp a little melody, and light up.
What?
Humanity.
Robots are coming.
I knew that bugs and birds were real.
So that's free tomorrow at 6:30 at the Tet Center.
That's cool.
That's cool. Make a robot butterfly?
That's amazing. Science being science, if you make a little robot butterfly, theoretically, we should be able to make a giant one so that I can, like, fly around, perhaps.
Totally.
I'm getting nods.
Like Ant-Man or something?
Yeah. I could be the Wasp.
I do have one event that I know of happening.
Yeah?
So a friend is hosting or sponsoring an Alan Jackson tribute band, which I've seen. His name's Aaron Halliday.
Yeah.
And I'll be playing at, I'm going to double check on the venue. I believe it's the Regent.
In Picton. Nice.
On June 13th.
Okay.
And I've had the pleasure of seeing his, phenomenal job. Like, you see him and you're like, that's Alan Jackson. You hear him, you go, that's Alan Jackson. Mm. But
maybe it's Alan Jackson.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So TMZ, and I have to find it, I can share it. TMZ did some segment on Alan Jackson has like a distillery or something or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And the photo they used is him. And how you know is because his guitar strap says Aaron, because that's his first name.
So the website for Alan Jackson's distillery is using a picture of Alan Jackson
person. TMZ posted an article about Alan Jackson's distillery or something.
Yeah,
whatever the story was about Alan Jackson.
But they used this guy's
but
photo.
It was his photo.
That's a pretty good promotion.
Right? Exactly.
Not bad.
Nice mistake.
I wouldn't realize.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but your average person, but that's that. If TMZ thinks so.
And they're the highest echelon of journalistic integrity.
But it's a great time. Have an old, I don't even.
Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
You got a
Chattahoochee in jeans.
And it's a great little time, so come on out to the region. And maybe I'm wrong. I'm betting Al hasn't even messaged. That's how mad he is.
Steven.
He's still upset.
Amazing.
Wow. But yeah. Definitely come on out.
A lot of good stuff coming up. We got a lot of good tunes coming up. So we're going to go back to that, our Psychobilly Freakout. And then after we get back, we're going to talk some nerd stuff.
And I'm going to leave.
Vinny's
got
to go.
I'm checking out because I got to go get my tooth messed up.
All right, your root canal.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a great week. And we'll see you next week.
Way down yonder on the Chattarootski. My name's Jeff the Nerd. And this is CFRC.
Bye.
And this is Coffin Nail. See you next week, Vinny.
Bye.
It'll make me strong, let's break. Oh, I see a wreck. Well, you can kill the dog and the bird you do. Being a pack is like you love to do, but let's break. Yeah!
My name is Julie DeBaron. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Well, sitting in a bar, I'm all alone. Ain't got no friends, ain't got no home. It's too bad. What can I do? Feeling kind of lonely, feeling kind of blue. Ain't got no money and I'm missing you. Well, still can't believe how you was untrue. Too many drinks, now I'm thinking of you. It's too bad. But what can I do? Feeling kind of lonely, feeling kind of blue. Ain't got no money and I'm missing you. My jealous heart tearing me in two. My jealous heart, I don't know what to do. When should I go? Should I stay? Use your lips or turn. I don't know if you're true. It's too bad. But what can I do? Feeling kind of lonely, feeling kind of blue. Ain't got no money and I'm missing you. It's my jealous heart tearing me in two. It's my jealous heart, I don't know what to do. When I should
go? Should I stay? Kiss your lips or turn away? Is my jealous heart it's tearing me in two? It's too bad. What can I do? It's too bad. What can I do? It's too bad.
That's a peddling. Looking out the window, that's a peddling. Staring at my sandals, that's a peddling. Paddling the school canoe, oh, you better believe that's a peddling.
with the rock-a-bop, a rock-a-bop.
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Yeah.
It's 101.9.
Mm-hmm. FM.
Indie Morning Wake Up.
All
place
day.
To be. Yeah.
All day.
Love
every
it so
day.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Dominic. I still need a better stage name, I think.
Well, I think Superfan Dominic is pretty good. But what do you think? Still doesn't have a ring to it, though. I don't know. What do you think?
Superfan Nick.
Superfan Nick. Yeah. Super Nick.
Super Nick.
Super Nick.
Super Nick.
Yeah.
Super Nick.
I'm Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm Super Nick.
Yeah, that's much better. I like that a lot. Welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up. Super Nick is on because we're doing our Psychobilly Freakout today, talking about and playing some of the best tracks of our favorite party genre, rockabilly and psychobilly.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. We just heard The Meteors with their cover of Surf City. Two girls for every boy.
Only the Meteors are real psychobilly.
They are, eh?
They are. They are the godfathers.
No kidding.
In Europe.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe in North America, it's the Cramps.
Okay. But that's the top tier.
That's the top level.
Nice.
Yeah.
We also had Sparkle Moore with her classic rockabilly tune, Rock-a-Bop. It was from like 1954, sometime way back in the day. We had Frenzy with I See Red before that. We also heard from The Nervous Fellas. With Jealous Heart. pretty good stuff. And we opened it up with Coffin Nails.
Yeah, my favorite psychobilly band.
Nice.
They are funny.
Are they good to see live?
They are funny.
Yeah? Are they still performing?
I saw them, well, it's kind of 20 years ago, but I think they still, because they don't have real day jobs, right?
Right.
They still need to tour.
Why not?
They have 5,000 listeners on Spotify, so maybe some people would like to see them.
Exactly. You said that you had an unfortunate house fire when you were younger.
Oh, yeah.
But
when I was in army, and so I got called in to the office because you can go home, your house burned down, and all my record collection, you know, I was an avid record collector of indie, psychobilly, rockabilly.
Yeah.
Punk, you know, and bootlegs. So all the rare stuff, which was really tough to get. So it mainly burnt down, but a couple of rockabilly, psychobilly records and some ska records that I gave to a friend. So he would like to tape it. So I still have them, but I don't have a record player anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you onto that.
Maybe I should bring them.
You can bring them in next time we do our psychobilly show.
Yes, we'll just spin some vinyl. To the specials.
Yeah?
And to Coffee Nails, of course.
Oh, of course. Because it's survived.
It's survived. It's a sign.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I think we're onto something here.
I think so.
Nice. Well, we're all surviving with you here on Indie Wake Up Wednesday. This time of morning, usually when most people tune out, because it's nerd news. Got to talk about, you look at me, you see what I look like.
I'm not a nerd.
Well, this is why you've...
Super Nick out.
Super Nick out, yeah. Like, see you later. We like to talk about what's going on in the world of TV, video games, stuff like that. Off air, we were talking about the movie The Backrooms, which made a huge splash at the box office. $10 million budget, made about $100 million. A very stripped down horror movie made by a 20-year-old YouTuber.
Wow.
Starring Chiwetel Ejiofor. I love that guy.
How did he get $100 million?
Well,
what does he do with $100 million?
Oh, no,
the budget was 10.
The budget was 10, but he got $100 million. Yeah. You're right. Like, he's 20 years old with that much money.
He made $90 million.
That's pretty good. That's pretty all right. Like, well, now it's the sophomore slump. This is his first movie. What's he going to do for his second one? Now
Don't we do a movie?
We should.
Yes, about a radio station, maybe.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
We're onto something.
Horror.
Trapped in the stacks, we call it. It's like, it'll be like The Backrooms, but the rooms back here have more stuff in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm excited. That'd be pretty good. So I'm going to check out The Backrooms. That's playing in the screening room right now. I'm very excited because right now the screening room has I'm not going to say a rare, I don't know how to say this without sounding mean, but it's a rare occurrence where every movie that's playing in the screening room, I want to go see. They got a good lineup. I want to just shout that out really quick during the nerd segment. Tuner is playing at the screening room right now. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for that. About two piano tuners who crack safes.
Ooh.
That looks very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
With Dustin Hoffman and Leo Woodall. We've got Pressure. The Brendan Fraser plays...
the D-Day thing,
the
D-Day, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have to figure out the weather forecast so they can have optimal invasion, you know,
I think
weather.
They shifted a little bit because of the weather.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's what this movie is about. So
and that's why they won, because Rommel went home.
Yeah.
Because, he had his wedding anniversary or something like that.
Crazy.
It's not, they didn't win because of that.
That's right. It helps, though. But there's also The Sheep Detectives playing, which I heard was actually pretty good. Don't look at me like that, Simone.
Is that Shaun the Sheep?
Close. Looks about the same tone. It's like Hugh Jackman is a shepherd who gets murdered, and then his sheep who can talk try and solve the mystery.
I had such a sheep as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
No kidding. So you got something watching your back in case something happens. It's pretty good. So there's some good stuff coming up. I'm pretty excited. On to celebrity birthdays, because there are social betters, and we all know that we need to worship them like the gods that they are. Yeah. Tony Curtis was born this day in 1925.
Ooh.
Jamie Lee Curtis's father.
Oh, okay.
Star of, what is he in, Spartacus, I think? And
Something Like It Hot.
Yes, that was the one. That was a good one. Imogen Poots turns 37 today.
Who's that?
She's a British actress who got started very young. She was in 28 Weeks Later when she was 14. It was a great zombie movie with Jeremy Renner. You're not into the zombie movies?
I like Zombieland.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
That's a classic.
Absolutely. Well, if you want one that's like Zombieland but not as funny, I would check out 28 Weeks Later and see young Imogen Poots doing her thing. And James Purefoy, his birthday's today. He was 62 years old. Character actor, seems to have been in everything. Very handsome man. Yeah. Celebrate handsomeness here on the show. Yeah.
That's why I'm invited.
That's exactly right. 100%, yeah. Other than that, there's not much going on in the world of, like, nerd news. There was the Sony State of Play that just happened, where Sony puts out advertisements for their next crop of video games. They show footage. They try to get the nerds all salivating and
get y'all riled up.
Yeah, us ready to spend our money.
Yeah,
we all know that us gaming nerds are all just waiting patiently for Grand Theft Auto 6.
Yes.
So I'm not wasting money or time on new games right now. However, they did just release footage for the new Wolverine game from Marvel, where you get to play as Hugh Jackman, sneaky, which could be fun. And a new God of War game where you play, it's called God of War Laufey. It's a, you play as Kratos, the God of War's late wife. And I have seen a few little images and videos from that, and it looks gorgeous. That's what everyone's saying, is that the game looks fantastic. Get the greatest computer hardware you can get, that money can buy. Spend all your money. Get this game. That's what they're saying. I don't know. Summertime's not a gaming season for me, though. You know this. There's too much other stuff going on.
Too much stuff going on.
Yeah. Any good? Are you a gamer, Dominic?
Yeah, if I have time. But so right now, I'm still stuck with Silent Hunter, which is kind of 20 years old.
What's Silent Hunter?
Well, that's a submarine simulation game. So okay. You run a German submarine.
Yeah.
Is that politically correct?
I love Das Boot. That's the greatest movie ever made.
That's my favorite movie, and that's why I like that show. So you have to go, you know, through the years of war and hunt down Allied convoys and everything.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, at the beginning, it's pretty easy. You know, the Germans have a nice advantage, yeah. But later, as soon as you put the periscope out, they drop bombs on you.
Cool.
So it's getting more difficult.
Excellent. And you're playing that on PC?
I play that on PC, but I also did some ego shooters, but also, you know, the old stuff, Counter-Strike.
Oh, yeah.
And my nickname when I was in university was actually Dr. Doom.
Oh,
really?
Doom, what
name? Because I played Doom only with a shotgun.
Oh, my goodness, that's hardcore.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Fantastic. I always say I could be at Princeton if I didn't have that. If I didn't do it.
Oh my goodness. I still play Doom like all the time.
Oh yeah.
I love that game. Yeah, I've got the old port or whatever for PlayStation 5. Throw that on. That's good times.
Yep.
Next time you're over, I gotta get you playing that.
Yeah.
So with my kids I play Super Mario.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. Always a good time.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Excellent. Right on. Yeah, I guess it's supposed to be a rainy weekend coming up, so maybe I'll get some good gaming done. I'll try that. What's that submarine game called again?
Silent Hunter.
Silent Hunter.
And you get it on Steam for, I don't know, a couple of bucks.
Nice. Right?
It's old.
I love that. Yep. That's fantastic. We're going to get back to the tunes in just a second. The last headline of nerd news that I wanted to bring up today. I almost forgot. Are you a fan of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? I know you watch Curb.
Yes, I watched many seasons, because, but it's like Seinfeld on crack.
Yeah.
After a couple of seasons, I couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, fair. It's small doses.
But it is great.
Oh. Actually, right? So this is our next headline, is that the new season's coming out. They wrap shooting in April. They haven't announced when it's going to air or in what order the episodes are going to air, but because of union rules, they had to register the titles of the new episodes to the WGA, the Writers Guild of America. So we have the titles for the next season of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'm going to rattle them off before we get back to the tunes. In alphabetical order, first one, 2006, A Virtual Insanity. Imagine the title card coming up. Second one, Dennis and Dee Don't Get Rich. Episode 3, Frank Marries a Corpse. Episode 4, Gilligan's Island, A Conspiracy Theorist's Paradise. Episode 5, Mac and Dennis Tear Their ACLs. Mac and Dennis tear their ACLs. We got the gang buys a baseball team. The gang gets tested. The gang goes to a Ren fair. It's a Renaissance fair.
Mm. That might be good.
We have the guys have a sleepover. And the final episode that they've listed, The War on Alcohol.
Mm.
So I don't know. They're thinking it might come out in July, but I'm not sure. But I want to see Frank marries a corpse. I want to know what that's all about. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Bone.
And I'm Super Nick.
Super Nick. We're going to get back to the tunes. This is Torment with Psycho right here
at CFSC
101.9.
Yeah.
FM.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday. Deep into the funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday.
I think I just figured something out, Beavis.
What?
This sucks.
Yeah, me. It really sucks. Me.
Legs, my, oh, oh, oh. If I were you, I'd shoot
I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Myself.
Nice.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Oh, sorry.
And I'm Super Nick.
Super Nick. Thanks for coming in, Super Nick.
Yes.
This has been our Psychobilly Freakout, our first annual or first one ever.
A life-changing experience.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely. We just heard another track from the classics, Batmobile. Let me just take a look here and
they
see.
Yeah, great.
That was excellent. It was loud. It was proud. It's called Shoot Shoot. Right here on CFRC. Also in that set, we had Wanda Jackson with Funnel of Love. We had the Televisionaries out of Rockin' Rochester with Airbound. And we had Torment with Psycho.
It's one of the records I still have.
Nice.
Torment, yeah. So around the world.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We were saying that, yeah, next time you're in, we'll bring those vinyls in.
And then we do a ska psychobilly show.
Oh, I haven't done ska in a long time.
Everyone should listen to ska. It makes you a better person.
Absolutely. Well, this band we're listening to right now, Slack Bridges out of Ottawa, they're coming to town to play Wolf Island in July. They're coming to CFRC, and we're going to talk about how the bass player ran one of Kingston's greatest ska bands ever called Tea for the Voyage.
There was a Kingston ska band?
They were excellent. There was like 12 of them. They played so many good shows. All their songs on one of their albums was just titles about curry. They had Butter Chicken was great. Tikka Masala was a good tune.
Yeah, it's Typical Jamaican food.
Yeah, typical, exactly. So speaking of education and learning things, what did we learn today that we didn't know yesterday?
That psychobilly is a great music style, but sadly forgotten almost.
Almost. Not forgotten yet. Simone, what did you learn today?
About moshing versus crowd surfing.
Yeah. You think you're going to be down for it?
Maybe.
We've got that show coming up.
We can train you.
You can train me.
That's right.
Yeah, I think I'll need a few lessons for sure.
Absolutely. That should be our short film that we make for the Short Film Fest.
Yeah. How to mosh.
Sorry?
You just need heavy boots.
Yeah, that's right.
And a mouth guard.
Yes.
So what's that show coming up at the Broom Factory at the end of June that we're going to take Simone and throw her into the pit?
The Reverend Houghton Heat.
Yeah.
June 28th.
With the Surfer Jets. That's going to be good. Save the date, Simone.
Okay.
You get those Doc Martens. It's going to be a good time.
Do some push-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll need some conditioning first.
I definitely was like winded when I moshed. I was only in there for one song and I thought, I'm getting too old for this.
I'm too old. My teeth. So too expensive.
That's right. What else? Anything else that we learned before we sign off? You guys? No?
I don't know.
I learned that Dominic is a hardcore Doom fan on PC.
Yes.
You had an all-nighter playing Doom, which is like epic.
Yes, and they called me Dr. Doom.
Nice.
Dr. Doom.
Excellent. Well, I hope you guys all have a great week. We're going to sign off and get the heck out of here. But thanks again for tuning in to Indie Morning Wake Up on CFRC.
That was fun.
Dominic, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, yes. Dominic.
Super Nick.
I will be back.
Definitely. And we'll shorten the time gap before you're back.
Yes. Otherwise I retire.
No. We'll get you in at least once before then. Awesome. Well, we're going to sign ourselves off. Our Psychobilly Freakout was excellent. We're going to play Helen Bozeman with Sugar Baby. After that, we've got, what do we got? His name is Maman Bonsai. That's the new guy out of Tokyo with Drunken Dog. And if we have time, Carlos and the Bandidos with The Gallows.
Oh, that's a good one.
Maybe I'll put that one first.
A British band who plays Mexican music. They look like Mexicans.
It's
cultural appropriation.
We're going to play that first then. Carlos and the Bandidos with The Gallows. Until then, we'll sign off.
Okay.
Let's catch you guys next week.
See ya.
See you later.
Thanks again. Bye. Keep it locked, guys.
Special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.